My boyfriend is not perfect as I thought. I found my boyfriend's darkest secret. Have you ever been in a situation where you found out that your boyfriend is not perfect as you thought? It's happened to me. When the beautiful fantasies that have been built up for so long suddenly crumble in a moment, I realize that behind the glamorous exterior of our relationship is a disgusting and corrupt reality. Hi everyone, I'm Sienna. When I tell you this story, I still can't stop shaking because of what I found out about my Mr. Right, Leo. We officially became a couple after the school prom. I couldn't be any happier because Leo was the man that every girl would die to be his girlfriend. He's a perfect guy in every way. We all have to admit that. He came from a rich family and looks perfect, like a Prince Charming with brown hair and beautiful green eyes. He's the leader of our school's football team and has excellent grades. Leo was always the role model of all the boys and the desire of all the girls. Not only the students, but even the teachers also adore him very much. Leo is always polite and gentle to everyone. He often helps the teachers in the school with stuff. With his personality and behaviors, he is loved by everyone, except for Emma, a young teacher who was doing her internship in my school. She's a crazy lady who always tells people that Leo is a jerk. Of course, no one believed her, and Leo didn't seem to mind what she told behind his back either. He just laughed when he heard the things she made up about him. And one day, I heard that Emma had submitted her resignation, and all the stupid things she said about him stopped. When we are together, Leo is always very polite and kind to me. He always asks for my permission first when he wants to hold my hand or kiss me. He loves to hug me gently and has never done that may cross the line. To be fair, it's not because I'm an unattractive girl. According to others, I'm a decent-looking girl and even considered hot by some. Leo said that he appreciates me and wants me to be comfortable in our relationship, which makes me fall in love with him even more because I was molested by a horrible neighbor when I was a little girl. The way he treats me really makes me feel secure to be with him. But one day, I felt our relationship was threatened because a female colleague kept flirting with him at work. She's sexier and more beautiful than me. How annoying. One time, when Leo came to pick me up, I saw that girl stalking him. She got closer, and they were fighting each other over something. When I looked closely, I noticed that she was trying to grab his phone. I was furious, so I walked over and grabbed her by the hair, gave her a hard slap, and warned her not to go near my boyfriend again. But she shamelessly denied it, rambling that she had no interest in Leo, and was even disgusted about him. Leo couldn't put up with her anymore, so he dragged me away. After getting in the car, I noticed that he seemed extremely upset. He let me know that the crazy lady kept clinging to and harassing him, even though he had told her so many times that he's in a serious relationship. However, since they were colleagues, and because he wanted to remain polite, he couldn't react too harshly. He didn't want her to be embarrassed in front of everyone in the company, even though it's nothing new to others. How shameless of a person she is. I hugged Leo and told him not to mind her. A terrible person like her will be punished sooner or later. Even though I told him that, I knew I couldn't take this any longer. I decided to deal with her silently. One day, I made an attempt to contact her and ask her to meet me at a coffee shop far from the center. I warned her not to bother Leo anymore, or I would have to take more serious actions. However, contrary to what I had imagined, she looked at me with bewilderment and fear. She said that she really didn't like Leo, but was disgusted by him. The day I saw them fighting over his phone, she was just trying to delete her secret from his phone. However, when I asked her what the secret was, her face turned pale and she remained silent. I waited for a long time for her to be ready to share the secret, but eventually, she couldn't do it and suggested that I should find out by myself. After saying that, she stood up and hurriedly left the cafe. Before leaving, she turned around and told me, "Please help me." And when I looked into her eyes, I could sense that she was desperate. After returning home, I laid for a long time thinking about what she had said and about what our old teacher, Emma, used to say. I remember that when Leo and I were together, I had never touched his phone, and he didn't seem to want me to touch it either. My confidence began to shake. Maybe he really had a secret that he was hiding from me. The following weekend, I asked Leo out for camping. I prepared food and wine. When I got in the car and Leo turned on his phone, I pretended like I didn't care, but secretly peeked over his shoulder for his password. Leo had no doubts because we always respected each other's privacy, absolutely. That day, we had a very wonderful time together. But when the night fell, it was time for me to proceed with my plan. I forced Leo to drink a lot, and to be sure, I sneaked sleeping pills into his wine. Moments later, when the alcohol and sleeping pills took effect, Leo fell into a deep sleep. After trying to wake him a few times but failed, I was sure that he was deep asleep. I grabbed his phone, turned it on, and went through the stuff in there. I first checked his messenger, but there are only messages with his colleagues and friends. They look completely normal as well. Nothing seemed strange. I checked his other social media apps, but nothing out of the ordinary also. So what was the secret that girl was talking about? Had I been tricked into overthinking? Maybe I shouldn't have doubted Leo. Just at that moment, when I was about to return the phone to Leo, I realized I hadn't opened the photo library on his phone. When I saw the pictures there, I almost dropped the phone. There are so many erotic images of many girls. At first, I thought it was photos he downloaded from the internet, until I saw the photo of that coworker, and also pictures of Emma, even our classmates. My heart was broken into pieces. Those pictures were not just erotic, but the girls were all tied up. Some of them even had bruises all over their bodies. It was like he had kidnapped them, beat them up, and stripped off their clothes to take those dirty pictures. Most of the pictures didn't show his face, but in the ones that did, I was shocked to see a sickly, perverted face I had never seen before. That was a complete, not the gentle Leo that I fell in love with. I am completely devastated because of what I have seen. I don't know what to do now. We have been together for 5 years, but only now have I realized that all that was good about him was just a perfect shell that he built. What should I do, guys? I really need some advice right now.